Michelle Sproul's wife of our Eagles. What number is your husband?
43.
The very first time I saw Darren run, I just started watching football, by the way, okay?
How can you just start watching football?
Maybe that's probably why I ain't got no man. How about that? Yes. Yeah. I just started watching football. I was in my friend's garage and I was like, yo, who was that? I don't know what he did a couple games ago, because I ended up tweeting about it like, yo, Darren Sproles just ran whatever the freak I just said out of that freaking ball. But anywho, we're not talking about your husband right now. We are talking about the fact that you are a breast cancer survivor. We last left off, you said you had gotten your mammogram. You had cancer cells in your milk ducts, yes. And the doctor initially told you that you had leftover milk in your milk ducts.
Right.
So what were your next steps? What did you go through?
Well, I was diagnosed on October 17th, 2012, and literally 7 days later, on the 24th, I underwent a bilateral mastectomy. So it was my choice. I went ahead and removed both of my breasts. I also did a genetic test, the BRCA gene test, which is, a lot of people know, I believe Angelina Jolie was BRCA positive. I was BRCA negative, so I'm not carrying a mutated gene. It doesn't run in my family. It's not something that was hereditary.
Your two daughters, so they'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll be okay. Being that it did happen to me, they'll start getting, examined earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I didn't pass anything on to them. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Yeah. You said you wanted to give us some facts or something that
you wanted
everybody to know.
I wanted to give one fact that I thought was really, really important, a little bit alarming. But African-American women are actually the least likely to develop breast cancer in comparison to our Caucasian counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
But the most likely to die from it being our socioeconomic levels, lack of resources, just not going to get checked in general. So it's super important that we're being proactive in our health. And
I just threw myself into a stereotype, by not having a mammogram done, by not, testing my breast the way I should be giving my own self-examination. So I guess I'm going to actually get my first one at our Be Healthy Expo again on Saturday.
Yes.
This is crazy. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I am scared.
And you know what? It's okay to be nervous. I mean, that's normal. I mean, mm-hmm. we're humans and, the unknown can make us nervous and heighten our anxiety levels. But I definitely feel like it's more important to know and mm-hmm. be aware and be educated than to not know, especially being that breast cancer is one of the most treatable cancers that you can get. I mean, it's highly treatable. There's a lot more survivors. People are living long, healthy lives.
Uh-huh.
And that is all from early detection. So that is super, super important.
All right. Michelle Sproles with us. If you're just tuning in, the wife of Darren Sproles. What number is he again?
43. You cannot forget that.
Okay, 43. I won't forget the freaking. Yo, Darren, I ain't going to forget your number no more, son. All right. What else do you have going on? Your hair looks fabulous. You have
a
wig line to help out cancer patients who are undergoing chemotherapy, correct?
Yes. It's actually called the Pink Line. It's a hairline. It's extensions. And basically a portion of those proceeds go to my salon, making wigs and hair units for chemotherapy patients, not just breast cancer survivors, but cancer survivors in general. I don't even remember if I told you this or not, but I also just launched a campaign a few months ago, and it's ADDYS, Age Doesn't Define Your Status. And I had quite a few.
Do you need a president of the campaign?
Right. I had a few people that were a part of it. I had model actress Eva Marcel was a part of it. I also had Emily B, who was formerly
Love and Hip Hop New York.
Yeah. I also had Mila Williams. She's on R&B Divas.
Yes.
Atlanta. I had another breast cancer survivor a part of it, Shonda McFadden. Angel Conwell, she was on Young and the Restless.
Wow.
So I had quite a few women that came to be a part of it. Ravon Brown, R&B singer. So it was a bunch of ladies. We really wanted to target the women of color and under the age of 35, because we're actually the leading cases of in diagnosis.
With breast cancer.
Yes, with breast cancer.
All right. Where can folks find you on social media?
They can find me. Oh, real quick.
I found you under your husband's thing.
Really?
I did. I was like, my God, he's married. I was like, that's actually how when Carmina had suggested you come up, I was like, that would be perfect, because I saw your story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, look at that.
Really quick, because I feel really terrible, but I left off Diddy, Miss Diddy LA. She was a part of the shoot as well, and she's also on Love & Hip Hop LA now.
Uh-huh.
She was just on there last night.
Oh, the show you won't watch.
I do watch it.
Oh, okay, she watches it, Diddy.
I'm like, I do watch it
all
the time, every Monday. Anyways, yeah. So.
You and Laia watch it.
But Yeah, you can find me, Michelle Sproles. Uh-huh. I'm at IG, at Michelle Sproles. My name is spelled a little different, M-I-C-H-E-L.
All right, okay. All right, real quick, thank you so much for coming up to the show.
Thank you.